This is KTWH-LP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Stay tuned for this week's Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM. Low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota. If you're far away from this area, you can stream this show and all other programs at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm Show airs Friday, always airs on Fridays from 5 to 6. And we have vintage in-studio performances by a wide range of local instrumentalists, vocalists, and singer-songwriters, performing in so many different styles. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farms are also replayed the following Sunday at 3 o'clock. Live in the studio today, we have a duo called Inga and Theos. Richard and Inga Wise, welcome to the KTWH studios. It's time for your first song. What will it be?
This first one will be called All They Had.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. That was a song called All They Had. And is that an original?
Mm-hmm.
That is an original. So when we say an original with Entheos, Who wrote it? Did you write it together?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
All right.
We both wrote our parts. Yeah. Yeah. I did the guitar and you did the vocals and the lyrics.
Wow, cool. Did you have, you had to come up with the main melody first or, so I don't know. I'm not a composer, so.
Well, it started out with, usually we start with Richard finding kind of a guitar lick that we both really like. And then he, well, I'll ask him to like put some format to it. We'll find something we both like and then we'll kind of separate. Well, I have a melody in mind of what he's done. And so I'll go into my journal and find lyrics while he creates more of like a pattern out of.
Right. So like a chord progression or whatever that he has in mind. And I, that was really interesting. You said I go into my journal.
Mm-hmm.
So in life, I'm sure you're getting inspiration. I mean, what do composers do? They get inspiration. So then you have a journal keeping track of that, right?
Yep. I'll usually write lyrics by just going into free writing that I've done in my journal, picking out parts, bits and pieces that feel the most poetic, and then adding in lines that rhyme or make more sense.
Oh, neat. I don't often get to go into that process with performers here, so thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure people have their different ways of doing it, but it's always interesting to me to hear how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I'm not a composer, my sister from San Diego will call me up and say, you are too, you improvise, that's composing, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It is.
How about another song right away, though?
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, this one's called Likewise.
Likewise.
We all have a story to tell, though we all have biased perceptions, desire to yell, well, hell, free us from hell. Of divisiveness, of blockages from compassion, no use. Dogmatic suppression, a sinister desire leads to depression. Mind your own beliefs, make them right. Take time with what is out of sight, with what is out of sight. And yet you're still holding on. Likewise, can we come to our senses? Ooh, when earlier mistakes were made legal, and yet you're still holding on. Likewise, can we come to our senses? We get straight from the source, let it run its natural course, persuading only itself to represent its drives. It's likely to be more of what has been catering orders not placed here. The heart projects its work alone. What will be if no one cares? Hold on no matter who or where, belonging is found where it sits in air. I just wanna write something. It makes my life feel like a song. Been streaming all night long, listen the end. Ooh, when earlier mistakes were made legal, and yet you're still holding on. Likewise, can we come to our senses? Ooh, when earlier mistakes were made legal, and yet you're still holding on. Likewise, can we come to our senses? We
right. Wow. And that was another song written by you folks. So we're live in the studio with Inga and Theos. And that's Inga and Richard Weiss. And that was another original called Likewise. And you folks wrote that. You know, I love how that, the rhythm especially in that one compared to your first song, All They Had, the rhythm was so different on guitar and the whole feel of the song was different. And I'm all about, I mean, I know that musicians, they have a certain sound that, I mean, people who know you could recognize you even if they didn't hear who was on the radio or whatever. But so you have a certain style, but within your songs, you can always change it up a lot. And that really was a nice contrast to your first one. So I appreciated that different rhythm, yeah. You know, I don't want to forget... I want to wish everybody, all the listeners, a happy Father's Day. And that includes my husband sitting right here doing the electronics. And there I hear that sound again. Oh, well. Carl is a wonderful dad, one of the best dads I've ever known in my whole life. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that if it hadn't been for my viola playing, band conducting dad, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I mean, you know, my folks had to sacrifice a lot for lessons and driving me to the recitals and all that all. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So I was asking Carl before we left today to come up here, what's that, the name of that singer-songwriter who wrote the song called The Leader of the Band, and you probably don't know it. You're too young, you guys. But anyway, it's a Dan Fogelberg song called The Leader of the Band, and it basically talks in the song about how he takes after his dad. So I'm here to say happy heavenly birthday to my father. Also, I mean, happy birthday. Happy Father's Day to my father also, because honestly, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him and my mom sacrificing so much. So happy Father's Day to all the listeners out there, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Okay, how about another song?
Sure.
Great.
This is called Deeper Plains, and it's the first song we ever wrote together. Water works for a while, wet ourselves down to hold ourselves up. I've heard talk of deeper plains. Let's continue exploring there too. We won't be waters. Seems like the shadows are too watching from all directions. We won't be irresponsible, not again. At least with the waters, seems like shadows are too watching from all directions. What's currently here, bury us memories from before, and with intentions of the more what we see, what we witness, what awaits where we wish. We won't be shadows are too watching from all all directions. We won't be irresponsible, not again. At ease to the water seems like the shadows are too watching from all directions. Inside our shell of self, take with us our love and hope. A sprinkle is
Yeah, all right. So that song called Deeper Plains, also written by the two of you. Really, really nice song. Well, a few minutes ago, I was talking about how there was a contrast between the two first songs. Well, within this song, there was some really neat contrast. And that's a way cool musical device that kind of makes you go, oh, you know, kind of sit up and say, oh, it's changing or whatever. And I really like that about the song called Deeper Plains. And it is a deeper kind of a lyrics as well. Yeah, I do keep hearing a little bit of static, but we can't seem to figure it out today. So, I do want to have you do another song very quickly, but I want to talk just a little bit about who's doing what in the studio, because the listener sometimes want to really know that. And so Richard Weiss is the one who's playing a solid body guitar. He brought a nice amp in for it. And Inga Weiss is the one who is doing the singing. So let me ask you. Have you ever had lessons on guitar? Is that how you got started, Richard?
Yeah. Lessons for a long, long time.
Oh, okay.
Like you were saying earlier about your dad, my parents, they weren't musicians themselves, but they made sure all us kids really got into it.
So nice.
I started playing guitar as a first grader. Played for a number of years and wasn't
What?
Really...
Wait a minute, as a first grader?
First grader, yeah. Just wow. Just a little one. The guitar was bigger than me.
Did somebody give you that? I'm just curious, like your...
This
no,
guitar?
Your first guitar.
Yeah, my mom got it for me.
Mm-hmm. And just said, hey, you're ready or something, and it was bigger than you.
Yeah.
Okay, and?
Yeah. And I wasn't super into it for a number of years, but did it. You know, I learned how to read music and all that stuff. And one of my dad's poker buddies, he was a classical guitar player and did lessons on the side and stuff like that. And when I was an eighth grader, he's like, hey, this summer you're going to take lessons with him. And so I got into that, and he is a beautiful player, and he got me inspired to do that, and so I did a deep dive into classical guitar for my high school.
Oh, nice. So mostly then you were just playing individual classical guitar alone, right?
Yeah, correct.
Solo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Inga's voice and your guitar seem to be a great match. So
Inga's voice has been an inspiration for the last 6 years.
Oh,
so that's been a whole nother wonderful thing.
Oh, being so
able to
sweet.
Accompany her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to ask then, have you had vocal lessons? You know, there are things about your voice that are unusual and that we don't always hear in the studio. Sometimes we do, like, you have this really beautiful little vibrato. It's very, it looks like it just comes out, but it's very, it's not overpowering, it's not too little, it's toward the end of a long note. It's really very, very nice, musically nice to listen to. Mm. So have you had vocal lessons?
In college a little bit I did. And
not until college?
No. I had one or two lessons towards the end of high school, but I could tell it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
So in college, though, I did keep at it for at least half of my college career. So for at least 2 years, I had some vocal lessons, but I mean, I was maybe a struggle to work with because I had already found a way to do things on my own.
Oh, yeah.
That it was hard to kind of get me to unlearn my own techniques.
You know, that is a really good point that you bring up because it happens with a lot of musicians who take lessons. And actually, it happened to me when I was in college. It was like, throw out a little bit of that and do this instead. And I was crazy. I was in college and I was also much, much older than the other people in college when I decided to go. But that's a really good point because different teachers have different ways. They like you to try, and it sometimes gets really confusing, and you end up, well, then you don't like this teacher, and that's okay because not every teacher goes with every student. So I hope you had the sense to go back then. I'm out of here.
Well, I was typically convincing my voice teacher to let me do my songs.
Oh.
So he would help me better articulate what I was already doing because there was no way to get me to do the opera that everyone else was doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. In college, that's what they're teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah. And, well, I was a classically trained musician, and I have a deep, deep, deep love for classical music. So it was up all up my alley, but it wasn't until I was 50 years old that I first started playing and singing anything except classical.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I was 50. Yeah, and actually it was this band in the area called the Busters. And they said, what, you know how to play the flute? I have just the song for you. You're going to come up on stage. I went, what?
And rocking it out on the flute.
And rocking it out on flute. Awesome. And it's been a joy ever since. You know, that was the beginning of my improvising career. I could always sing harmony, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But yeah, it was the Busters.
Yeah.
All right, let's have another song.
Sure.
Yeah.
What will it be?
Train Track?
Sure.
Okay, this is called Train Track. While I can summon, no matter how dry or wet, the feels in my heart that feels a space for inspiration where we won't shy away again. A space for inspiration where we won't shy away again. It's as simple as it seems. Always resembles more. Light still move quickly. Rephrasing vividly, shall we forget the point? Train track tracking endlessly. In love, feeling we may be heavenly divine beauty. From what sits inside our deepest reveals are filed. My heart wants to glide and ride as young and wild. Moments of pure beauty where one seems to finally understand that the point of life lies in times where we often take for granted. It's as simple as it seems. Always resembles more. Light still move quickly. Rephrasing vividly, shall we forget the point? Train track tracking endlessly. In love, feelings they may be leave behind beauty. Shall we forget the point? Train track tracking endlessly. In love, moments they may be leave behind beauty.
back again by Inga and Theos, and we're loving every minute of it. You know, right now I'd like to read something that something to everybody that I read recently about the two of you. And so I'm reading now. Inga and Theos is a married couple, Inga and Richard, who have been gigging as an original musical duo for a couple of years. They're currently in the process of expanding into a full band. Their style is a Celtic-esque blend of rock and folk. And sorry, some people I know say Celtic. Richard plays an electric classical guitar, providing a unique and detailed sound. Inga and Theos was created to combine the fun-loving and heartfelt approaches to music. Their lyrics are esoteric, often speaking of divine or unifying concepts. This seeks to create a language through music that can be enriching for the lives of both themselves and listeners. So I really like that, and I think it, especially after hearing you live in this studio, I think it really tells it like it is. So that I'm glad I could share that with everybody. And, you know, I think I'm going to go with doing something that I need to do sitting in this hot seat, and that is a real quick station ID. Everybody, you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota. And everybody should know, even if you're from around here and you are driving somewhere someday between 5 and 6 p.m. on a Friday, you can always stream us at ktwh.org. You know, the station is taking on some big projects, and I hope you're all going to stay tuned so you can hear announcements that will be coming up about some new events that we're going to hold. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but I think one is just coming up in August that's going to be really fun. So how about another song?
Sure.
Great.
This is called Stop and Move.
So wait.
Stop and move.
And move. Okay.
Both of them.
All right.
It is more than time to stop and move. It is a sign for me to prove, not to you or them, cornered in sessions, self-perpetuated. Care provide when it's truly self-centered to try be something proceeding, carrying the weight, would you sing all value of my precious life? Who am I? Please take a hold of your knowing heart. about setting apart into the ways you're smart, shining, honesty, K.
All right, that was another good one. And, you know, Stop and Move, it's a, it almost had a sort of a Renaissance guitar intro. And throughout, as you change styles again within the song that I love, and then that same, almost a Renaissance sound to it. I thought, gee, that would be so cool if it was played on a lute.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we should hire a lute player.
Yeah. I happen to own a lute, but I don't lend it out. It's very old. And
that's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
But I mean, that song had, you know, that kind of variety again in it, those, I call them musical devices that can create interest. So I'm here to tell your songs are interesting, very interesting. You know, Inga, you have been in the studio before.
Twice, actually.
Was it twice before this? Talk about that a little.
So most previously I was in here with Lioness. So my mom and I do that project, and we do a lot of, we like to tackle bands that have at least 10 people in them, and just the two of us. So.
The two of you? Wow. Songs that are were written for a big band sound or whatever. Nice. Yep.
So we were in here doing maybe some funk and some blues and some rock.
Yeah.
And then, actually, I think when I was 21 or so, I was here with my mom and Marvin Pomeroy. And we were just doing some random stuff. I don't know how we made it here or for what reason.
You know, that I think that was maybe with, was it with us or was it with Dave, the previous?
I don't know. I just know there's a picture of me sitting right here where I am
okay.
right now.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't this show, but.
Yeah. I'll bet it could have been the Beat Farm only when somebody else was hosting.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's when Dave ran the show.
Yeah, that could
be.
Did you ever play here when Bella Hansen was with you?
Bella was with us when we were doing Lioness.
Lioness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just Lioness. Right. Because, yeah, I think I was telling Richard that Bella with her first musical partner, they were our very first Beat Farm show.
Number one.
Okay. It was
one.
So it was like 4.5 years ago, and we are so nervous about it. We asked them if they come to our kitchen and do a practice show, which they did, and we so that was Lioness. And I know you have played or are currently involved in some other groups, too, aren't you, Inga?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so there's Lioness, which I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And I am part of an 8-piece funk band that does original music, and that's based out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh.
They're called Soul Sherpa. So I've been with them since I was part-time mid-college, and now I am their full-time vocalist, but we gig about once a month.
Yeah.
So we make that long commute, which is worth it because Richard's family's in Iowa, so now they can see the baby
on
our way down.
Yeah.
Yep.
How perfect.
And then I've actually got a gig tonight with the Lake City Smokin' section, and I'm brand new to that group, so.
And where is that going to be held?
Up at the Powerhouse in Proctor? That might be down from here. I'm not sure.
It is down. That's okay. And again, it's the Lake City
Smokin' section.
Smokin' section, right. And they're really popular. I've just haven't seen them live, but I've seen them advertised doing a lot of stuff. So that 8-piece, huh?
Another 8-piece, yep. Two 8-piece big bands.
Wow, fun.
Yep.
That must be a whole different feel for you.
Yeah, it is, but I like to be as soft as possible and as loud as possible.
Oh.
So I have opportunities for all of those things.
There you have it. Mm-hmm. And that, again, that's what, in my opinion, what music is all about. It's variety, it's interest, it's louds and softs, it's different rhythms, it's all, you know, changing it up. And that's way cool. Mm-hmm. If you get to do that with a band who will follow you, I mean, because if you're singing quietly, they've got, that's a way cool band, and bravo to them, because that's not an easy thing to do, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to back up somebody who's using a lot of musical devices, wow. So do you sometimes, I mean, in here, especially at the ends of songs, you might change the tempo. But is that something that you strive for with the having a big band like that having to follow you? I would think.
Oh, kind of slowing down.
Slowing down, speeding up. What we might, some musicians might call it rubato, or I don't know. But anyway.
I think with the bigger bands, there's usually some sort of horn lick that actually ends the song, or someone soloing, or
yeah, probably.
I'm usually not the one who's creating the ending mood.
Yeah,
but
oh,
I am
I get
notorious
it.
For kind of fading out when I'm in smaller groups. To
yeah,
end songs.
But that's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another, you know, musical device that we use, that composers use, and improvisers, to make things interesting and in within a song. And gotta hand it to you, because it's not. I know that it can be a real challenge to, you know, be up there and having to, well, it's your own music.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something different than just playing somebody else's, you know, but it's your own music. I do want to go back a tiny, just for a second, when we were talking about Linus, because I want the listeners to go, Jane, yeah, Jane was in, Jane who? And that was Jane Alexson,
mm-hmm.
who in Linus with you, Inga, and Bella Hansen. So,
tell her the relationship.
Oh, what? Say that again?
Jane is Inga's mother.
Yeah.
And she's got the Jane Gang locally.
Right.
So.
And
she's had many incarnations of that ever since the 80s in the Twin Cities.
Right. Yeah. So I thought people might recognize that name. And Inga is Jane's daughter, so it's in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're talking about families again, let's just mention how way, way cool it is that Inga and Richie are new parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have a cutie pie little Freitas.
Freitas.
Oh, and I practiced it before the show, and then I blew it again. I even looked right there. But, you know, if I put an A with a, yeah. Freitas, yeah. And she's so cute, and she's 9. I mean, she's
10 weeks.
Yep. Yeah, really, really cute. And I've gotten a hold her a couple times.
I was going to say, it was really special that you get a hold her at her last gig.
Yeah, and out here a little while ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I haven't really asked you exactly where are you from. Inga, you're from Duluth?
No. I was born in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis.
Yep.
But then I was raised in small town Wisconsin, Amory, Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
which is here. Where's Wisconsin? Where's Minnesota?
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half east of the Twin Cities.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not from around here. And then, Richard, you are then from Iowa?
Yep. Born and raised in Decorah, Iowa.
Decorah.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, the northeast corner of the state.
Right. And yeah. I had property north of Muscatine, Iowa.
Okay, sure.
Lived there for a lot of years. And,
born there?
No, I'm from a suburb of Chicago. I was actually born in Chicago, and my parents moved to a northern suburb. Well, it's like Chicago, Evanston, Wilmette. That's where I grew up, but I was actually born in Chicago and never went back. After I knew better. Yeah.
Fair.
No, I do go and visit sometimes. All right. So we're going to go for another song.
Cool. Okay. This one's called Incense. It's like the day is out when and it should still be here. I'm not sure how it went, but it should feel sincere. I think that I expect there to not be a test. I want the day to be held, and I do believe I haven't moved toward 90 efforts and motives. I have certainly learned not justice, but what drives me in an instance. I've seen an element of humor to most things. They are all good and bad, so on and so on. I think the choice and the matter where it matters. Most of it we back down right when it comes around. Aren't you the one who said it? I knew you have. Do you need to have read it these days anyway? I'm washed in how our eyes meet and our friends greet. Who could hardly believe gorgeous everything? I have been moved toward an idea, efforts and motives. Why I have certainly learned not just, but what drives me in an instance.
All right. And so that song was called Instance. Mm-hmm. Instance. At first I thought you said incense, and I'm going, that doesn't sound like she's thinking about incense. It's at the instance. Yeah, that was very, very good. I'm just curious about this. Did you guys meet first and then do music together, or how did that work? Like, explain that a little bit. I'm just curious about it.
Sure. So I went to college in Richard's hometown.
Yeah.
So that's how we met, and that was kind of at the end of my college career. Mm-hmm. I mean, the night we met, we were with a bunch of friends stomping and clapping and singing, improvising, walking down the street. So maybe.
So it was sort of music related.
There was a big jam out on the sidewalk. But no, it was 3 years into our relationship when we started.
Yeah, it was when we were in the cities that we really got these songs together. Mm-hmm.
That you really started doing music together, so you were friends,
like,
or
in front of people and performing and stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because sometimes it's one way or the other, or you know, that you did music first, or you met later, or you know, you were so that's always a little bit of an interesting topic for you. And now I need to ask, there are going to be people who say, I need to find out, and that's why I always try to do this on air so they aren't calling me or whatever. Do you have any recordings out there? Any way that folks, we'll talk about live shows in a minute, but anywhere folks could get a hold of some music and enjoy it at home?
Yep. So all of these songs that we've played are available online on any of your major streaming platforms, under just the name Inga. But the album is called Tuning In. It's an 11-song album, and these six that we just played, Richard is recorded playing guitar on, and the other five on the album I'm playing piano, and they're just my tunes.
Oh, wow.
And then there are five other tunes available that I play piano on under Inga Alexson with my maiden name.
Oh,
that
right.
was just me not knowing what I was gonna call myself and uploading things in a haphazard fashion.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody gets started in whatever way, you know.
Yep. The goal is to take all of that down very soon and put it all up under the name Inga Entheos.
Oh, all right.
Because, you know, we're working with a pianist right now, and we want to get some percussion in there and some backup vocals and make this more of a band.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be Inga and Theos, and all that music will be stuff we'll be learning and teaching other musicians and taking gigging.
Oh, nice. So this
exciting
is
project.
Yeah, this is a huge, huge step for you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I asked, right? So once again, though, you said it's under Inga, and it's called Tuning In.
Yep, that's the album.
All right.
And then the 5-song singles can be found under Inga Alexson.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's my maiden name.
Yeah.
Two separate postings.
All right. Well, good. And, you know, you're getting it together and putting it all together, and that's good. That's really cool. And then I really want to ask, just quickly, let's pretend, I want to ask about your piano playing. Mm-hmm. So then in college, you were a vocalist, and so you had to major in voice and also in piano, right? Or
I actually majored in dance, so I wasn't a music major.
Nice.
Yeah, I was a contemporary dance major, so not ballet or anything you'd see much choreography in.
Right.
It's all kind of improvisational. It would be like the jazz version of dance.
Right, right.
And I found that once feeling almost ejected from the music program because of how non-classical I was.
Oh, uh-huh.
I felt like, oh, maybe college isn't for me. But then I decided to explore the arts, and I found my home. Exactly the way I sing is the way I got to dance in that curriculum.
Oh.
So, no, I didn't really take any piano lessons either. I just, same thing with vocals, just by ear. I just created patterns and got the muscle memory down and just try to be creative about it.
Yeah, so. Very neat, yeah. So, you know, all the parents out there, it's not always that, let me just say this. If you're interested in your student becoming a great, doing music in a wonderful way, let's not forget about the creative component, because not everybody fits into the same slot. And, you know, being a public school music teacher, it's kind of hard for me to say because I had to do that somewhat. You know, everybody had to fit in the same place at the same time. But if you're doing private instrumentals and vocals, your student doesn't necessarily have to fit into a mold, and except to learn, but don't forget the creative component.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's really, really important. And little kids, of course, maybe they just play. That's their creative, play on the piano or play, well, however. But when push comes to shove, the older they get, the more important that is for their own style, their own likes and dislikes in music.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to another song.
Sure. Is it cool if we do some covers now?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool. It always is. We like that as well.
This is called Roscoe.
Stonecutters made them from stones, chosen especially for you and I, who will live inside. The mountaineers gather timber piled high and wish to take a long travel many miles, knowing they get here when they got here all exhausted. When the roof leaks, they get started. And now when the rain comes, we can be thankful. Ooh, ah, ooh. When the mountaineers saw that everything fit, they were glad, so they took off. Thought we were due for a like we're all mixed up, but no one to say when. The village used to be all one really needs. It's filled with hundreds and hundreds of chemicals that mostly surround it. You wish to flee, but it's not like you, so listen to me, listen to me. Oh, when the morning comes, we will step outside. We will not find another man inside. We like the newness of all that has grown in our garden, struggling for so long. Whenever I was a child, I wonder what if my name had changed into something more productive, like Roscoe, been born in 1891, waiting with my Aunt Roseline.
But you guys didn't write that one. Who did?
Midlake, I think is what they're called. And this is a different version than their original version that's still by them, but it's under this thing called Late Night Tales. You've seen it around. Some artists like make versions of their own albums through a studio or production, Late Night Tales.
Oh.
And so you'll see that on Spotify or whatever listed.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I need to look into it and figure out what this Late Night Tales is.
Yeah, but it's Midlake, you said, under Midlake. Yeah, interesting. I honestly couldn't tell if you hadn't said, I would have thought that was another one that you wrote.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sort of, was sort of along the same kind of a sound that you two seem to have, so you're making things your own. I mean, even if it's a cover, it's still Inga and Richard. All right.
Yeah.
So let's say that somebody says to you, "Gee, I really like what you do, and I want to start my kid on music. What should I do? Do you have any advice for?" Parents sometimes ask me, what would you do? What's really important for them to keep in mind or to get started? Or
I would have them take lessons from a very young age, because that's something I missed out on. I can't read music at all, and now that I'm an adult and I'm all by ear, there's no getting into that for me because I've just developed my whole entire way. But in combination with that, listening to, you know, lots of different genres of music, mm-hmm. going to live music, and yeah. jamming out with your kids, just improvising and singing, making random songs all the time, because I think we had opposite ends of the spectrum.
Totally.
And both of yeah. us wish we would have mingled more with the other side.
Oh, wow.
Because there's those two phases, right? There's people who, like, read music, and there's people who got the ear for it, and both of those are really powerful, right?
But right.
Having that presence growing up, like even though my parents weren't musicians, and I'm sure a lot of listeners aren't musicians themselves who would still like their kids to be.
Yeah, yeah.
My parents always had music playing. You See? Know, having that around and having those different spots to like, okay, like let's sing some Christmas songs together or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just being able to just have it. And get that in your blood.
Cause it, oh, I love that you guys there. Said that. Because mm-hmm. that is. If your household values music because they play it all the time, all different kinds,
yeah.
then your kid's going to grow up knowing that music is important in your family. And that was, oh, that's the best. Thank you. I hope a lot of parents were listening to that because yeah. that's the best advice. You know, when I say I have classical music in my soul, that's the only thing that played in our family, in our household, 24/7, yeah. in the car. My parents couldn't stand the sound of any other kind of music. That was in my blood, and it wasn't until I was, I used to sing folk songs too with my sisters, so I guess.
Sure.
Folk songs. Yeah, and so, oh, whoa.
One more.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like we only really have 3 more minutes on air.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
So I know, it just goes by. So
well, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
I really want to thank you for being here. I mean, you know, it's not, well, it was a little bit easier drive than it could have been, because all the Grandma's Marathon people are coming up, it's a challenge sometimes to get up here, and I'm so glad that you guys did, and I got to hold the baby shortly again, and so we've loved you being here, and I'm loving that I got more up close with your music. And so thanks again for being here. So I guess we're just going to say that this is your last song. So do you have a special one? What will it be?
This one is called Lover, and it's by Tree Theater.
Okay, one last thing. I do want to say your name again. So the folks at home, we've been having a blast here with Inga and Theos, with Richard and Inga Weiss. And again, thanks for being here. And here's their final song. It's a cover called Love by whom?
Tree Theater.
Tree Theater, okay.
I used to fall into my mind, visions of you to pass the time. Now I'm growing distant, the coffee taste of my indifference. What could it be? I don't feel the need to wake up thinking of you. My pillow's dry, I don't need to fight it over you. Lover, I can't see you in my dreams anymore. Nobody waiting for me at the door, not you no more.